Welcome to CouncilCast, a podcast from Coalfield Development where we highlight moments from our monthly gathering, Coalfield Council Day. It's a time for reflection, team building, and celebrating the personal and professional developments of our crew members. Today, we're bringing you highlights from February 23rd, 2024. The day began with warm introductions and the hat presentation ceremony, honoring individuals for their dedication and hard work within the Coalfield community. Personal celebrations illuminated the session, showcasing achievements like Brandon Kraft's Master Plumbing Certification and the finance team's successful audit. These moments reflect the ongoing success and growth of the Coalfield initiatives. We'll kick things off with our newly appointed CEO, Jacob Hanna, explaining the hat presentation.
Just to quickly reaffirm why there's different colored hats and different themes to that. So if you look at the logo on the front, very much symbolizes our theory of change and how we do work at Coalfield. So the brown represents sort of from the ground up, working with communities, working with partners, working in local places that are near and dear to our hearts. And the red represents the action that comes from those collaborations, from those relationships. And what connects that action to the blue, which is sort of the blue sky vision, is that action. And so the blue is one of the goals for us. So how do we reach to higher goals? How do we reach to systems change, reach to creating a just transition for Appalachia? So that's the blue for us. And so all of that forms the sea of Coalfield. And whenever you're on our strategic plan, which is on our website right now, you'll see our theory of change that represents that as well. So congratulations again, all.
All right, so let's talk about personal and team celebrations. Who's got some?
One thing I want to mention here is Brandon Kraft. If you just care to stand up for a minute, he has worked diligently and has worked so hard, not only just to accomplish the goals and with a maintenance technician position, but he's also here recently has passed his master's plumber's examination as well. So that's something worth celebrating.
I want to recognize my site managers and my maintenance because we have now reached 100% occupancy in all of our properties. Never. That has never happened before. That is awesome.
I'm pleased to share celebrations from the finance team. First of all, actually one of them involves a lot of different teams. We received confirmation from the Office of Inspector General that we passed an audit from our Appalachian Reuse, our ARC Reuse Grant. So this required the program and sector team, the conservation team, and the finance team. There were no findings, no issues whatsoever, and it was one of the largest, most comprehensive audits we've ever taken on as a team of teams. Give a hand for that. Second is that we've spent over a year now planning, deciding on, purchasing, designing a new accounting system. And I'm pleased to announce we've implemented one of the best accounting systems that there is on the market, taking us from a previous QuickBooks, the small accounting system, to something that actually does what we need to be this innovative day by day. So we're actually using it now, and it's there, and it's the tool, and it's a year in the making. So congratulations to the finance team for their efforts.
I just want to congratulate and thank all the guys at Fort Gay, especially Danny and Robbie for completing the RAPS program. They kind of just really double teamed it. And just wanted to let you guys know that I really appreciate everything that you do, especially you, Robbie. You just come in and you just have a pure leadership in you. You're always punctual about everything. You're always on time, and you're always willing to lead, for example. And Danny, just your grit, just your ability. Yeah, I mean, it's a real construction site at Fort Gay, and just to see these guys jump out there on these scaffolds and just handle heavy equipment, heavy materials, and do things, it's just great. And also on our crew, Davey, he jumps right in. And just everyone has just really got their hands on something right now. And I'm just really thankful for our new guy, Greg, our carpenter technician. He's amazing. He has some experience. So he's just willing to always help everyone out. But I just want to let you guys know that you really appreciate it. If I joke around a lot, you know, it's because I care, you know. But thank you all, really.
So I just want to shout out Mountain Mindful Team, because Thursday, Cole Katz was announced, and then Friday morning it was announced that we are the official makers for Marshall and Cole Katz. And then on Friday, Mountain Mindful, even though sadly I didn't get to be a part of it, we went out and did a pop-up shop. Everything went great. We had great sales, and we're excited to see what it brings us. So I just want to thank you guys for doing all the hard work.
This is cheating a little bit, but I'm going to do a team. And all of our teams have been working incredibly hard, especially through this transition. Team that is always working on it, but is more so like behind the scenes and making it happen that we don't get to really celebrate a lot is the executive team through Kelly, Casey, Sam, Marilyn, Ryan. All the hard work that goes into that. Just really appreciate it. There's a lot that's going to be coming forward for system-wide updates and system-wide improvements. A lot of it is sort of like unsung work. It's work that's just tedious and just got to be done. So I just wanted to take a moment and just celebrate just the hard work that goes into building the system and improving the system, especially through the transition. So thank you, exec team.
Okay, we're going to start. We're going to do our peer recognition, thinking about our values. So I'm going to read out our values just as a reminder, and think about folks on your crews or anybody that you've seen within Coalfield that may have demonstrated these values. So gumption, so what gumption would look like here, no complaining or whining, committing to excellent work, fully participating and diving in, believing in yourself and each other and your community, and doing hard work towards big goals. That's gumption. Grit, doggedly pursuing solutions to problems, following through, reflecting and being fully present, finding the joy in the work, learning and growing. That's grit. Grace is staying humble and being willing to continually improve and grow. Trust and relationships are the top priority. Taking time to listen, especially to those with whom you differ. Valuing each other's unique strengths, and being genuine and honest.
Shortly after, a segment from the film King Cole, directed by Elaine Sheldon, was shown at Council Day. Some members of Coalfield then gave their notes on this film and why it shows a good representation of coal and its meaning for West Virginia and Appalachia.
Actually seeing like the death of King Cole, like it's not just this like metaphorical thing. It's like the actual action of like burying it and letting bygones be bygones and putting it behind us. I think that's really powerful symbolism, especially when we're considering the youth in these communities, like showing them that this isn't some sort of predetermined destiny that we have as a community or as a place or as a people, but showing them that we can move past it and get creative with how we move forward, I think. So that was very, very impactful.
Yeah, that funeral scene actually was like 2 hours long in real life, and it was completely unscripted. Like, people just showed up. They were invited to share.
What resonated with me the most was that was our sister, Heather, Jake and I's sister, who was in the buckskin, talking about how coal is elemental. And I guess that's where I would add some nuance. I don't disagree with you, but it really resonates with me that coal is elemental, and that it's the intentions and the engagement with it that colors how we either see it as a tyrant and a king or an element. I mean, it's the same as any other element and the same as any other resource. And when we were watching that scene about the burial and the funeral, I guess there's just a hope that I have that that funeral can be more than just the funeral of an element, and it can be the funeral of a mode of extraction. Because we can go into any other replacement, whether it's film, whether it's tourism, whether it's any of these other industries, and we can still have that same driving factor of using people and playing off of people's fear and their need for survival. the heart has to change. So that's my hope.
I'd also like to offer, so we have the rights to it right now. We can have another screening here for folks if we want to watch it together. I'll bring popcorn. So a couple really interesting thoughts I have. Definitely watch the entire film. What you saw was like the last quarter. The full film is like, it's structured in a way that's if you are just an individual walking through Appalachia. It's not trying to proselytize one way or the other, but just sort of absorb and observe, which is sort of what life looks like in the region and how this specific industry has shaped that life. And so there's a lot more to unpack from the full film, so I highly encourage you to watch it. The first part of it is actually sort of showing some of the celebrations of coal. So there's a coal marathon down in Williamson. They have the coal drop in McDowell County for the New Year's. Like you have the ball drop, they drop coal for New Year's. It's really fun. So watch the full thing, get the full picture. Only had time to show a small snippet today. If you spent any time around me, you know I use a term, not lightly, but I guess frequently, because it happens frequently. I am very much a staunch opponent against what I would call poverty porn, where it's a camera crew just coming in saying, look how awful this area is. Look how down in the mouth these people are. Look how horrible this industry was. I would not have signed up myself to this if I believed that that was the case here. And so I truly just, again, want to reiterate that I encourage you to watch the full film to get that full picture as well. And I'm really happy how it does it does justice to the topic. It gives you the full experience of what life looks like in Appalachia. Another fun tidbit, you saw the tree planting there. That was, so show of hands, who helped me and others plant trees up in Tucker County like in 2019, 2020? I know Ash, yeah, okay. It's hands. Ashley was here. She posted it on the Facebook page. So that was footage from that tree planting that they had captured way back when for B-roll footage that they used in that. So that's really like coal fields. Our work is a part of that visual as well. And so it's a fun experience. I'll work with Hannah and others to figure out what would be like another good screening time for us. And we can have even like a longer conversation too. The last thing I'll say as well is, you know, Coalfield's a special place where we celebrate everyone's voice. And so you can absolutely walk away from watching a film like this and feel two different things, two different experiences. And that's okay. That's celebrated. What this doesn't do is try to tell you how to feel. That's up to you to decide. And so it's okay if you walk away feeling different things. That's encouraged. What I don't want this to be is like Coalfield is trying to force a message down your throat that you should feel one way or the other. That's up to you to decide and how you want to interpret the media. And I would say take that mindset with anything that we do, whether it's through any presentations or conversations or speakers or, you know, we're all on our own individual journey. I've had three generations of coal mining in my family, and it was a weird dichotomy to be working in renewable energy and solar. You know, that was like a no-no topic to me growing up in Appalachia because it felt like it was the thing that was putting my dad and others out of a job. And so we all had to go through our own journey and figure out, what does this mean for me? What does this mean as a topic? And I still carry in my heart and my soul a fierce pride and protectiveness of coal in our region and coal miners, that it is just as much, just like I said, it will, an element. And I think there's ways to celebrate it. I agree that we shouldn't just anchor everything to it, Gina. And also there's ways to celebrate it, like, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, they're not chucking out steel like they used to anymore. It's a failing industry there. China just bought out the largest American-made steel plant, but it's still, you know, it's still the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so there's still ways to celebrate it and without it feeling like we're selling our souls still or selling our lands or our communities and our people.
Crystal Good, an influential poet and writer, brought a powerful narrative to the Coalfield Council Day with her segment on Black by God, the West Virginian. In her presentation, Crystal shared her experiences and the mission behind Black by God, a publication aimed at amplifying Black voices and stories in West Virginia. Her work, deeply rooted in the rich cultural tapestry of Appalachia, highlights the importance of diversity, representation, and the power of storytelling in shaping community identity and fostering social change. Unfortunately, we were unable to obtain the Zoom recording of this impactful segment. This means that the insights and discussions from Crystal's presentation, which undoubtedly left a lasting impression on attendees, cannot be shared in their original format. Nevertheless, her contributions to the Coalfield Council Day and her ongoing work with Black by God continue to inspire and challenge us to think more deeply about the narratives that define our communities and the importance of inclusive dialogue in driving forward positive change. Thanks for listening to CouncilCast, a monthly podcast from Coalfield Development. This series is hosted and produced by JJN Multimedia. Subscribe to CouncilCast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to leave us a review. To support or learn more about our work creating resilient Appalachian communities and helping people unlock their full potential, power, and purpose, find us on social media or visit www.coalfield-development.org. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next month.